Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
You want to come and join with you?
I'm going to make you famous, Lizzie.
It's not Al anymore. It's Dunk!
Dunkachino?
Don't mind if I do!
Oh, the Joker, baby! Hey, y'all, this is producer Gooch, and before we listen to the long take, I have to give some bad news. We recorded this episode Thursday afternoon, brought in Jeff DeLoe, his first appearance on the long take, brought in Chris Klemmer, his first appearance as well. We drafted best Oscar winners. Something happened. I don't know what it is. Something happened. My mic sounds like it's underneath water. I've done everything I can to fix it. I've tried everything. It doesn't sound great. Everybody else's mics sound good. I'm going to go ahead and release this episode, but this is your warning. Every time I talk, it's going to sound like I'm underneath water. Yeah, I don't know. Enjoy the show as best as you can.
Welcome to the long take. Not exactly sure what episode we're on at this point, but I don't think it matters, right?
Something like 30.
30? Like, we'll stick with 30. Today we got Klemmer on. We got D-Lo on. We're going to be doing something very interesting. We're doing an Oscars draft, which means we're going to go down the list. We're going to draft best picture, best actor, best actress, best supporting actor, best actress, best supporting actress, best director, best original screenplay, and best score. The rules are pretty simple. You pick whatever you want, whenever you want. It's going to make for a nasty time making that graphic later, but I think it'll be fun. You get to, essentially what's going to happen is when you pick someone, they're going to be off the board. So like essentially if you have like best actor or whatever and you pick Robert De Niro, or you pick someone that has multiple nominations, you have all of them. Or multiple wins in that category.
Just the wins? So, like, for instance, if I take Robert De Niro, I'm getting all of his wins, or I'm getting his entire career?
It's a wins draft.
It's a wins.
Right.
So, you're essentially getting, like, Raging Bull, and if he, like, theoretically, he had a best supporting actor.
Now, if you pick someone for a screenplay, does that movie get taken off the board for picture?
That's a
big question.
That's a good question. I didn't even think about it.
Do you know how a draft works, Klemmer?
I'm fine. I'm not the one who confused right now. I looking at me. You're
best winner.
Going also, after the wrong guy.
Also, I brought in some chocolate. What is it? Rougalache? How you say that?
Uh-huh.
For Klemmer. You want to try one?
I don't like chocolate. What is it? What does it do?
You have to try one right now.
All right. I feel like I'm on like going to bar.
I'm gonna eat one with you.
You don't like chocolate?
Come here.
I'm kind of interested to see
your food takes are really.
I'm taking it either.
Try one. You guys can have one too. They're very delicious.
Want to split one?
Is it sticky? He doesn't like filled things.
Don't chew into the mic, though. We don't like eating into the mic. Just chew away from the mic.
You can see it, though. So, like,
a little chocolate. If you're watching, a little chocolate rougalache. Is it rougalache?
What do I put it? I'm not going to eat all of it.
What is it called? Rougalache?
Yeah. I mean, the full pop.
All right, here it comes.
Right, don't do that. No ASMR on this show. No. Don't chew into the mic. That's a. Only legacy hosts can do that. Only legacy hosts can chew into the mic.
It was Jollibee, right?
It was Jollibee. He chewed. Ken Jack chewed very, very
spaghetti.
Do you know what Jollibee is, Klemmer?
No.
It's a good pussy.
yeah.
It's like a Filipino McDonald's, basically.
Oh.
And they do like fried chicken sandwiches.
Very good fried chicken, by the way.
But I had spaghetti that they make with not great marinara and also hot dogs in it.
That's just I don't how want they do that. It. I don't want it.
You didn't take a bite?
I had like some of the bread part.
Why not the chocolate part?
I don't like chocolate.
If you're not watching, Clemmer just took a pastry filled with chocolate and he nibbled like a small mouse, just the pastry portion off.
I don't like chocolate.
He's not a. He's also not a filled guy. You don't eat anything that's filled.
You're right.
Something else.
No empanadas. No empanadas. No tortellinis. Yeah.
No burritos. Or
no burritos. Right.
But empanadas.
Well, what was your? What was the weird one though? Because like jelly donuts, you're fine with, right?
Yeah, I'm fine with jelly donuts because you can see the jelly through the donut butthole.
Through the donut butthole. That's right. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think any of it makes sense. No,
it's close enough.
All right.
All right, so the draft order we randomized beforehand, it's going to be Jeff first, then Clemmer, then Robbie, then me, and then back around in a snake. Jeff, you have first pick.
Okay. Damn, I don't even want first pick.
It's hard.
Yeah, this is tough. So I'm using my remarkable notepad, my electronic notepad.
It looks cool.
I'm going to go with...
Just get a notebook. It's probably much cheaper.
Clemmer's a big analog guy. We're on the bracket.
It's the same fucking thing, and it's probably like a tenth of the cost.
Look how bulky that thing is, man.
I'm just saying. You wasted your money. It's fine.
Look.
I'm shocked you're using one of those kind of
things. Yeah, it's not a...
on parchment.
I'm going to go with my first pick, Heath Ledger, The Dark Knight.
Fuck.
Now, I will say this. That is an absolute play for the fans.
Yeah.
To play for the fans. However, I do think the supporting actor category is one of the most bananas. Now, in terms of winners, when you scroll supporting actor and best actor, I find 10 times more. I scroll the best actor page going, he should have won. He should have won. He should have won. For supporting actor, I don't say that very often. Mm. The one that kills me, Alan Arkin in Argo. Yeah. I hated that Christoph Waltz won the second time in 3 years when he won for
and the weaker Jenner. Performance. Yeah.
Good, but yeah, weaker. Yeah. Alan Arkin was so good in Argo. Simpler, but yeah. So I'll go Ledger Joker.
I noticed the same thing. I was like, holy shit. That's like I got through it like, because I would just scroll from the from today backwards. It was like I got to 2010 and I had like three people.
But
I
yeah.
Like, and the fact I can't select Michael Keaton Birdman kills me.
Mm.
Or Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Fucking Eddie
Redmayne. That was the most annoying Eddie thing about Redmayne. Doing this whole list is like I want to pick the best performances from those years. And like you're saying, you see that in the nominated. I'm like, oh, yeah, that I can't pick it.
Yeah.
It was just nominated. Didn't win. Clemmer, Heath Ledger off the board. I mean, I forget. Are you a Dark Knight person? I remember.
Yeah, love. Okay, love, yeah, yeah. Love
I knew you're one way or the other. I forget which one it was.
I'm gonna go with best supporting actress, Meryl Streep.
Ooh, and Sophie's Choice.
So then I get movie. No. It's for Kramer vs. Kramer.
Oh, okay.
But then I also get her acting wins as well. Correct? Because now she's off the board for everybody.
I think you do. Yeah, I think that is.
So I get all of Meryl Streep's wins.
Yeah, take her, bitch.
That's fine.
No, it's a great pick,
and she's really good in that movie.
She's amazing, and in Sophie's Choice too.
Yes,
really good in that. Okay, Meryl Streep off the board. I'm surprised she went second. I feel like if it was us three, she would maybe made it to the last round potentially.
I have one supporting actress written down.
That's the thing is there's not a ton of options there.
Not on my board.
She bad 40.
Always plays a bitch now.
Yeah.
She didn't throw at the combine. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Her hand size.
Didn't play at the Rose Bowl. Try to save herself.
Went to her birthday.
Robbie, you're that was draft day, right?
Draft day.
Robbie, you're up.
All right, I think this is an easy pick. I'm gonna go best score John Williams, Star Wars.
Does cross off
A lot.
Because now you pick up Jaws, you pick up I'm not sure what else is he
in for. E.T.
E.T.
is
Fiddler on the Roof. It's a lot.
E.T. is so good.
I think that's an easy pick. I think it's one of, if not the most iconic score. It's a character in and of itself. He's the GOAT. It's really undisputed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Hans Zimmer fans out there, but even they have to admit he's still not close.
Pretty sure even Zimmer admitted that. Yeah. He's like, he's the best composer ever.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, too, because like, he among if I give you pick any composer for any movie you're making, like he would always be number one, I think, because like nobody makes blockbuster music I think better than John Williams.
Yeah.
Like you instantly, in like the Harry Styles voice, like, you know, you're in a movie. Like it's a movie when you hear that John Williams score.
Wait for his, they're doing a documentary on him and Amblin Entertainment's going to do some Spielberg's involved.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they have so much behind the scenes footage.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome to see like behind the scenes footage of like Spielberg listening to his tracks for the first time. Cause I've seen some of those clips and they're always awesome.
Fuck. I was kind of hoping I would snag John Williams with my second pick.
He has the three, like E.T., Jaws. Four.
Raiders didn't win, but... I mean,
so you don't get that, though, right? But you get E.T., Jaws, and what's the other one? The other major one?
E.T., Jaws.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Maybe the three best winners ever.
Exactly, yeah. As far as scores go, just right, for who? Scores.
Did he win for Temple?
No.
He's one of the all-time losers at the Oscars.
That too. Like 50-something nominations. Yeah, it's
crazy.
58?
Nominated again this year.
Yeah.
I didn't pick him, but... His main competitor early on, Ennio Morricone.
Yeah, he's...
He was the biggest forever.
Yeah,
he didn't win until Hateful.
Yeah,
right.
It's crazy.
It might be its worst.
Which is the craziest part. Fuck, I really wanted John Williams there. I thought I could get him on the turn. I'll get Zimmer out of the way early. Zimmer has won for Lion King. He also won for Dune, which I wish I could get his better movie scores because I feel like Dune is not his strongest score. Lion King's awesome. But like all of his Nolan collaboration scores, I think were all better than the Dune soundtrack. But I mean, if I can get I would say the 1B number two composer off the board, I'll get him. So I'll go Zimmer off the board. And then
he did do
the Burger King jingle and got how much, what was the percentage?
13% of the company.
13% of the company.
$1 million.
Yeah. I really want to get a best supporting actor, but that category really is just so goddamn stacked. Let me just take Spielberg. I'm just gonna take Spielberg off the board. Take Spielberg. He's won four.
Wasn't even on my board.
What would you do if you had to pick one of his? Which one would you pick him for?
Because Saving Private Ryan would be my one where I'm like, that's
down for.
Yeah, I mean, both of those are incredible. I'll take him up the list. That's one. Your version of the Heath Ledger, that was mine for me. I'm like, I could pick three other directors here easily, but I'll take Spielberg out early because that's gonna be Zimmer and Spielberg would be an amazing collaboration. If they were to get together on an action movie. Robbie, you're back up.
Back up. I forgot about Snake Grass. Wow. Completely forgot about this.
Give me a second. And you have your wrong, you put your list together wrong, as you mentioned.
I did. I did put my list together wrong.
Who doesn't know how a draft works now, Jeff?
It's true. It seems like it's him.
The timer's gonna have to go down.
I'm gonna go Christoph Waltz, because he does have the double wins. I'm going to go with Inglourious Basterds as like my main pick there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the better performances of the 21st century. I mean, just one of the best villains ever. Just that 12-minute opening where he's just sitting at the table. I mean, he's so fucking terrifying. He's so manic.
Best introduction to any character maybe ever in film. Yes. I mean, it's just incredible.
So good. And while you didn't love Django, his performance in Django, it's still, I mean, fantastic.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, so Crystal. Hopefully he gets into better movies.
That's true. I was just watching him in Horrible Bosses too. I forgot he was in that. I rewatched that.
I don't remember him in that at all.
He's like the owner of the corporation that rips them off, and that Chris Pine is his son. It was weird.
We were talking about opening the movies the other day, me and Clemmer. You mentioned Central Intelligence with The Rock.
The Rock and Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart.
What? What is happening here?
You're just framing.
I'm being gaslit here. This is what's going on here.
You're actually back up, Clemmer.
It's me?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go.
It's tough choices.
I'm going to go with Quentin Tarantino for best screenplay.
That's a great pick.
Pulp Fiction, my main one. Obviously, you got one for Django as well. I think Tarantino is just head and shoulders above the rest there.
Damn.
Yeah. Fuck, that's a really good pick. And he's like, I would say he was probably number one on all our list, I would imagine.
Yeah, he was my first pick.
Yeah.
Let me see. Not mine.
Not yours?
But that's because I forgot that I didn't know that like, you get all the wins. So I do have him down twice.
Yeah.
Just so I've back to back. All right. Well, this is going to be an obvious pick here. I'm going to go with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Mm.
So big time winner. I get There Will Be Blood in Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And My Left Foot.
But in terms of like
the two people care about,
no offense to My Left Foot. I mean, DDL is... just unbelievable. He's next level. There Will Be Blood is probably one of the best performances in the history of movies. I'd say top five best I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Is he the Calvin Johnson of acting?
Maybe. Rides, by the way, do you ever get on the subway? How often do you look for him on the subway? I look for him all the time.
Yeah.
Ride the subway?
Yes, he's a notorious subway rider.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Him and Keanu.
I always look for Daniel Day-Lewis in the subway.
You haven't found him, huh?
No.
You seen any? Who's the most famous person you've seen in the subway? I saw Amy Poehler in the subway.
Barry Manilow.
Okay.
How'd you point him? I feel like I wouldn't be able to point
him
out.
He's just sitting there. Just Barry Manilow. It's like 5-6 years ago. Well, I'm on the subway with my mom, and I was like, that's Barry Manilow. Holy shit.
I saw Gaten
Matarazzo.
What's his name?
Yeah. Stranger Things kid?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I think he was on the way to like some of
my coworker at GMA wore the subway every day. Not every day, but like throughout the week with Bradley Cooper when he was taking it, when he was doing Elephant Man in the city. That's when he distorted his body. He didn't want to do prosthetics, and he just distorted his body to play Elephant Man.
Yeah, and so he's made like a weird face. Him doing like a robot.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm an ugly monster now. It's like, I'm just Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with Daniel Day-Lewis. That gives me a couple things. Man, I don't – the next one's tough. Tough. Do I want to go – I'm going to go with fuck. I'm going to go picture.
Okay.
Picture's tough because I have 7 movies written down for picture.
Wait, so
– I got bad news. There's only 4 of us
you get all the wins here, so. The picture, is that what we –
You just get no. You just get the picture with best picture.
Okay.
So I'm not going to name the names. I don't really care about the tipping picks thing. It's at Chicago, but I'm gonna see if you know what I'm talking about. Recent surprise. My favorite of my one is a very artsy one, which is hard for me not to pick because it is in terms of like what won best picture. This is like an artsy the way it was
the
shot.
Artist.
Yeah, the artist. One's a biopic. Another's a biopic. Another's a legacy director's last big win for Best Picture. But I'm going to go with the blockbuster. I'm going to go Return of the King.
Return of the King, I figured.
I'm going to go Return of... What the fuck was that eye roll?
Not even close.
No, he's a big Lord of the Rings hater.
So lame.
What do you mean they're so lame?
You could pick any movie that won Best Picture, you pick Lord of the Rings.
I think it's one of the 10 best movies ever made.
Yeah, all
right. It's 100 out of 100 for me.
Yeah, all right. It's 100 out of 100... Like yawns for me when I'm watching. So all I want to do is go to sleep. So boring. It's just
we've never all we've they do never is done walk. A show on movies. Like we've walk. I did your podcast.
Yes.
This is infuriating to talk to you right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was on the bracket, the last episode, he was talking about how he doesn't like fantasy and medieval stuff. And Nick just goes like, yeah, that must have been a tough time in your life growing up.
Yeah, you don't like biopics.
I hate biopics.
You don't like biopics, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I hate biopics. It's like trying to jam like 80 years into an hour and a half, 2-hour movie. Yeah.
Working for Sauron was real tough for Chris.
Yeah.
No, the biopics.
They're very hit or miss.
Many of them are horrible. That is a completely.
Like, there's a lot of good sports ones, I feel like.
I don't mind it when it's an event. So like Argo, for instance, or like when it's taking a small amount of time. But like Ray is awful. Like Ray's a bad movie. It's a great performance. Ray's a bad movie.
Yes, Ray is an incredible performance.
Yes.
In a mediocre. Maybe milquetoast.
That's a bad movie.
I like it more than I think maybe like the average critic, but yeah.
Yeah, it's not a terrible take.
What do you think about Dreamgirls?
Ooh, I didn't like it. The same thing. Good performances, but I thought
it was better overall.
The script was not particularly. I haven't seen it in years. I saw it when it came out. I didn't like it.
That's another great performance.
All right. So, yeah, Return of the King for me. I mean, it's one of the best movies ever made.
Clemmer.
100 out of 100.
Yes, it is me. It's tough to go like what strategy. Like, I'm trying to. Because some of these categories are really top heavy or don't have as much depth. Like, the best actor has, like, you could have Jeff and have, like, 20 different. You know, things there. And there's only 4 of us in the room. I'm going to go with best actress. I'm going to go with Jodie Foster.
In the Q, Silence of the Lambs.
And Silence of the Lambs is the main reason for that pick, but she's very good in The Accused, which is, once again, good, great performance in a weak movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
then it's the opposite, or not really the opposite, because she is really good in Silence of the Lambs, but that's also just a great movie.
Yeah.
One of the best. So Jodie Foster?
Yes.
As your best lead actress. And now, Robbie, you're back up. Struggling?
Wait, he did his list wrong.
This is because I watched it recently. I'm going to go Billy Wilder for The Apartment, and he's got a second one for Sunset Boulevard.
It's a really, really good pick.
Yeah.
I forgot how much I really... That's like one of those movies you watch with your dad, and my dad would make me watch PCM all the time, and I hated those movies, but The Apartment fucking rules. Such a good movie. So, yeah, well, that's where I'm rolling.
It's so brilliantly shot. The stuff in The Office... Yeah. Like,
stuff in the office is really, especially like that Christmas party.
Ooh. All right, now this
performances are so good with Fred McMurray and Jack Lemmon, so great, and Shirley mm-hmm. MacLaine.
Yeah, Shirley
MacLaine. Like, they're all three are so good.
She's rocking that short hair.
I think this makes mine more difficult now. Fuck. I think I'll start with Christian Bale in The Fighter as best supporting. Because I feel like he's a guy where it's like many people, even though he doesn't really have like the best lead actor hardware or anything like that, but like many people consider him one of the best actors working. And if I can get him on the board with a really awesome performance from The Fighter, great movie. He was the highlight of it. I'll definitely take that. And then I'll back to back it with, isn't this where it gets?
What would you say Christian Bale's best performance? Do you think it is The Fighter?
It honestly probably is like his best performance. If I had to go through and rank each one, like earnestly independent of the movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Like, it's not like, it's definitely not Dark Knight.
No,
it's definitely not.
American Psycho, I think, has to be in the argument.
American Psycho's got to be up
for
there.
Sure. Yeah, I was like, is that?
I know it's so cliche, but like even like the business card scene is like one of the better acted things he's ever had. He's also very good in The Big Short, which I rewatch once a year.
He's really
very
good.
Manic. He's very unsettling and so uncomfortable the whole time. Yeah, I like that. I like that role. I like that's a very.
What do they have role. As his top ranked roles? I'm actually very curious. Oh, they had Terminator Salvation was number 10. So
fuck yeah,
they have Batman as number one. So GQ work on that. No. Patrick Bateman, then The Fighter, then Dick Cheney and Vice. Like, it was good. It wasn't like
he has good in Vice. I like Vice. Yeah. Well, Vice is the beginning of the screws being taken apart on the Adam McKay stuff.
Oh, he was really good in Ford vs. Ferrari.
He was
really good in that. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, Hostiles. He was awesome in. Yeah. I'm Not There. Solid. Then why Terminator Salvation?
I mean,
Out of the Furnace. Good.
He was pretty good.
What was the one where he's fighting the dragons with Matthew McConaughey? Rain of Fire. Yeah.
Missed that one.
It was a cool role.
Dragons, also, I'm out.
Yeah, 310 of Yuma, he was good in with Russell Crowe.
That's a good movie. That's a really...
I like that remake a lot.
Yeah.
Really enjoyable.
It's a good-ass remake.
Yeah.
Ben Foster in that, too. Crushed that movie. So I'll back-to-back it with... This is where it gets a little bit harder. Fuck. I want to get The Boys. I feel like I can get The Girls later, so I want to get The Boys. I'll go with Robert De Niro. I'll go with De Niro for
Raging Bull. None of my ladies are repeats.
Yeah, I think I have enough on my board with the ladies that I can get them on the turn or coming back anyway. So go with De Niro as my lead and Bale as my supporting. Robbie, you're back up.
You know what? I'm just gonna pull it. Another movie I've watched recently, Best Actress. I'm gonna go Julia Roberts, Erin Brockovich.
Really good role.
Just the definition of charisma, the definition of a girl boss movie done right. Just rocking the push-up bra, cussing people out.
That's basically it.
If I had to wear those shoes, I'd fucking kill myself.
Yeah,
it's so funny. She's so good in that movie. I love it.
I think it's a solid pick. I think there's better ones on the board for best actress probably, but
the rest of my list was Julie. So I put three down here. I put Julia Roberts, Julie Andrews, Mary Poppins, and then Jennifer.
Okay.
There's divisive opinions about Silver Linings, but I don't know.
She was good in it.
Very good. Very good movie.
Clemmer, you're up.
All right. I'm going to go with best supporting actor here. I'm going to go with Gene Hackman.
Ooh, Unforgiven. Nice. Which movie was it?
Unforgiven.
Yeah. It was a good ass movie too.
That's right.
He might be like, we don't know. Like, nice. He just is never in the public.
He's like 98.
Yeah.
He's very old.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What's I watching recently? Oh, I think you watched it too. Quick and the Dead.
I'm gonna be the mayor of Mooseport.
Yeah.
He was always old. He was old in the Bonnie and Clyde.
Do you like French Connection? You probably like it because you're from that area. Welcome to Mooseport.
I saw it when it came out. It's still. No, I mean, I didn't particularly love it, but it was fine. I remember thinking it was fine.
Ray Romano.
I'm gonna be the mayor.
Yeah.
That's actually a pretty impression.
That's not. It's a good. That's
it
a
was
good
weird because usually you have. A I good rewatched Garrett.
That like a year ago. It's not good.
It's not good. No, I don't remember thinking it was very good. Right.
No, yeah. it's pretty miserable.
Yeah.
And that was it for him.
That's it.
I rewatched The Campaign a few days ago. The one with Zach Galifianakis. Still pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish it was better.
Yeah. Especially because the cast is.
Yeah.
Insane.
The cast is very good.
Like, I didn't know John Lithgow was in it. Dan Aykroyd. Like all these random other just bigger people.
I keep waiting for Clemmer to pick a like 1940 movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might be. Yeah, I had. I had. Well, we haven't. Not everyone's named best actress, right?
So. Yes.
So I had a couple.
Make a tip. We're not. Yeah. Not
yeah. I mean, I think you know, Katharine Hepburn won four of them. So
yeah.
I mean, that's you get a lot there. You get, you know, especially with guests who's coming to dinner and on Golden Pond. She's really exactly. good. But I don't have a ton of oldie stuff in here.
Can I take a guess, Jeff? What are you going to take with one of your next two?
Because wait, that's my. I'm up next.
You're up now. Yeah.
Wait, who did Clemmer just take?
Clemmer right, took Gene Hackman.
Yeah.
Oh, duh, we just literally just talked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's your guess?
I think you're going to go best supporting actor, J.K. Simmons Whiplash.
No, because I took Ledger.
Oh, true. You did. Never mind.
He was on my board. Simmons was my board because it is mm-hmm. it is an just amazing stacked. Role. This yeah. is a tough. It's a tough spot now for me because I need actress, director, screenplay. I'm actually going to take a two-piece on director. I'm going to go Alejandro Giannarritu for mm-hmm. Birdman. And even though I don't even love The Revenant, but Birdman, yeah. I think yeah. Birdman is, in terms of best recent Best Picture winners, no, I'd probably pick Parasite. But there's mm-hmm. just Birdman will never not blow me away. It's just a stunning mm-hmm. movie to watch.
It's like a technical so well, feat, too.
Keaton should have won Best Actor. It's technically speaking,
yes,
the most inventive movie.
Who's his?
Maybe last 15, 20 years.
Yeah, that dude who did that with.
I didn't love The Revenant. The Revenant's good. It's brutal. It's a brutal movie. But man,
Lebesky.
Yeah.
And Bardo, not great.
Yeah.
His new movie, Bardo.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
He did three. He did like three or four for us.
I didn't hate it though. Yeah. I didn't hate it. I know you didn't like it. You told me you didn't get Bardo.
You're like, I don't get Bardo guy.
But no, I think Alejandro Gian. Remember when he won his second Oscar, Sean Penn? It's like, someone take this guy's green card.
Yes, right. Yes. Ooh. Yes.
Yeah. Which I mean, they're buddies, but like.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not canceling Sean Penn, but like, didn't he interview fucking really El Chapo?
He did.
Really yeah. Oh, before. Sean Penn's done a lot of stuff to get canceled, but.
That's yeah. true. Yeah. But then I wasn't, not canceling over that one joke. I was like.
He might
like,
still be in the Ukraine.
I go, right I feel now. Like that's probably off script for the Oscars.
Yeah. Yes.
It's really awkward the next year when Quorum won and he said, close the border.
Build that wall.
Next up for me, I have screenplay actress. I don't really have any repeats is the interesting thing. I'm going to go with.
What do you mean by repeats? Like multiple times?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with people who did win multiple. I'm going to go score. Fuck it. I'm going to tip picks here. I'm going to go Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, yeah. Social Network, which they also won for Soul. And what did they win for anything else?
They won for Soul. Yes. Just those two, I think.
That's one where they should have more. The funny thing is score. I feel like this is like a if you watch the show on Senate, it's like a Greg Turkington take. They should award multiple score winners every year.
They used
year.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should
win. Back in the day they did. There was two winners like in the up until like the 70s.
There should be multiple score winners. But yeah. The Social Networks that's like Greg
was, you know, back in the day. Yeah. They haven't.
They should give out a second best picture. That's my favorite, Greg Turkington. The score of Social Network is unfucking believable. And it is such a big reason why that movie. Now, do you like Social Network?
Oh, it's the most important movie to come out this century. It's maybe one of the best. And it has the best score.
It's Tarantino's best movie of the century. Yeah. It's his best.
Tarantino said it was the best movie.
It's Tarantino's pick for his.
Oh, I see.
The
okay.
best movie that. It's just. Yeah. It is. Maybe it's screenwriting genius. It's directing genius. Fincher is, I mean, so I'm so excited for the next Fincher movie. But it's
gotta be better than
but that. So that fills into event, right, for you, biopic. Like that's like an event biopic.
Oh, that's not a biopic though. To me, I guess it is a long range of time. I don't know. Maybe Fincher's so brilliant. I don't even think of it as a biopic.
It is loose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's so brilliant. It's beyond biopic.
I really want them to do. They've tossed around the idea and they've never shot it down at doing a second one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, so much more shit has happened.
Yeah.
It was also like the Zucker character was perfect for Sorkin's like yeah. script. Like,
and he's just older now, Eisenberg, yeah. to like
just step right back in.
Yeah.
He could play, yeah.
By the way, have you seen what he looks like for his next movie? He's like playing like a bodybuilder. Like it's another toxic masculinity movie. Like Art of Self-Defense was. But yeah, he's
that
like
a great bodybuilder. Movie.
He's dyed his hair like redder than it actually is. And he looks like fucking Andy Dalton.
Wow.
He's looked a little beefier lately.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. He does look a little bit.
Let me see.
Him and Joey King?
Yeah.
So he's a little bit beefier.
He looks a little bigger, yeah.
Yeah, good for you, Jesse. With these, wearing a chain too, which is something
Joey King.
I'd never see. Get a better agent, Joey.
I'm gonna be mean for a second. Joey King is never gonna win an Oscar. I don't mind. No problem with Joey King. That's a guarantee right here, right now.
She needs a new agent.
I'll say something too. I'll never win an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never have a multi-million dollar contract like I'm sure she gets for movies. So I'm self-deprecating to say Joey King will never win a fucking Oscar.
It's pretty harsh, Jeff. Ever. I hope you can come back from that.
Say it, Jeff. She'll never have two Emmys.
No, she might win some Emmys.
The Emmys seem very
Emmys,
much
Emmys seem very attainable. Especially yeah. Joey King.
Clemmer, you're back up.
Okay. You got
it's an exhausted sigh.
It is. Okay. I'm going to go with best actor here. And so this is the whole thing with the winners here is important because, like, obviously Al Pacino is one of the greatest actors ever. In my opinion, he gives the greatest performance of all time in Godfather 1, Michael Corleone. But what he won for was a shitty performance in a lousy movie.
No, that's a good movie. He's great. Hoo-ah!
Yeah, can't get enough. So I'm going to go with Anthony Hopkins because his winners are so great.
Really good.
Silence of the Lambs, obviously. And The Father is... in a very weak movie year, it was a great film. I don't think it gets enough respect.
Yeah, Father was very good.
Father was great. Amazing in that terrifying movie. I mean, the dementia, slowly losing your mind is really scary stuff. And it tackled it in a different creative way. And he's great. So Anthony Hopkins is my pick for best actor.
Best actor.
It didn't get celebrated, too. Because remember, that was the year that they thought fucking Chadwick Boseman was going to win. So they made it the last award of the night.
Right. And they just kind of walked it off.
Yeah, they're like, we're out. They're like, fuck.
Yep. I forgot about that. And they lowered the curtains so fast. They're like, let's just get out of here.
Most abrupt, bizarre ending to any award
show. And he wasn't there either. So
and that's counting a lot of Lance stuff. Yes.
He wasn't even there. They're just like, hey, Anthony Hopkins wins.
Right. His picture.
And they're out. Fuck, that's a great pick. I wish I should have had that higher. Robbie. You just had like a 15-minute break to think of a new one. You have composer, supporting actor, screenplay, and actress.
You know, lead actress. I'm going Peter Jackson. He's still on the board, right?
He is.
Yeah.
I'm taking Peter Jackson. He only won once for Return of the King, but I'd argue he should have won twice before that.
Chappie.
And maybe not won the year he won.
Mortal Engines.
Because King that Conan. Was the year City of God.
Yeah, that's fair.
So it's like a tough comp there. But he deserved it at that point. It was his time to win. They had kind of shafted up until that point in terms of wins, and then they just got everything that
year. One of the dumber things that they do.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you just take Jackson?
Yeah. Peter Jackson.
Fuck! Oh, God damn it! Go fuck yourself. You
that was his number one.
Get out of here.
I don't. Just one of the coolest stories of getting to that trilogy.
That's true.
His whole like binder of ideas, like how he's gonna.
I don't like the idea of saving the wins for
I don't either.
Just so if it's the best, don't be like, well, we'll do it in the third one. No, give it now. If you think it's the best,
make it the third one stinks.
Then award it.
Yeah.
Which is what they're doing with Dune.
Exactly.
I got an argument with someone about that the other day because they're like, I can't remember what we were talking about with this year. They're like, it's their time to win it. And I was like, that's the dumbest way to do it.
Which is what happened with Leo.
If you do it like that, someone else is going to get shafted this year and they get pushed down the line and then they end up winning for something they shouldn't win.
Which is Leo. Leo won for what is maybe not.
Pacino is the best example of this. But yeah, but Leo's another great example, right?
Where I actually went through Leo's years and they probably got it right every time.
Yeah, it is.
He just kind of ran into it.
He was his best role is probably one of my least favorite of his big movies because I don't love Wolf of Wall Street.
No, neither do I.
But he is undeniably very good in it. Mm-hmm. He is very, very good.
Even best supporting with Django, like he was so far.
Yeah.
Unbelievable in that movie.
His speech was such a nothing burger, too. And I'm talking about the environment.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of wish he'd have been like, he didn't even give a, he didn't even give like a finally.
Yeah.
Like, and he got teed up by, hold on, don't say who it was. It was Julianne Moore awarded it. And she gave a really nice, like, some like Leonardo, and everyone knew. And he didn't even come up and be like, I did it. Like he's like, hey,
he's never been a human being.
Yeah,
like true. He's always like a Tanaman of sorts.
Yeah, he told Timothy Chalamet not to do drugs and not to be in a comic book movie, right?
Yeah,
we said.
Yeah, which is very
funny. It's good advice.
Also, the video we posted every year of him afterwards.
Great.
That is true.
It's very funny when he's like, he's like, you guys do this every year? I wouldn't know.
It was a big pause too. Like, but like, that's what I wanted on stage from him.
Exactly.
I don't think you're ever going to get it. He can get a lifetime achievement award. You're not going to get that from him.
Yeah. No, probably not.
All right. So I get back to back. I'll get my ladies off the board. I'll do Frances McDormand for lead.
Yeah, great pick.
Three Billboards. I've grown more lukewarm on Three Billboards over the years, but I still think she was really good in it. And more importantly, she was incredible in Fargo.
And you get Nomadland.
I do get Nomadland too.
Which is not a great movie, but she's very good in it.
Yeah. Wait, she won for Nomadland, not Three Billboards? She won both? No.
She won for all three.
She's got three Oscars.
Oh, then
it was Fargo, Nomadland, and Three Billboards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot she won for Nomadland. I mean, she's an incredible actress, like one of the all time great, like, I don't know, rundown performance actresses, if that makes sense. After that, going to go with Viola Davis for Best Supporting, mostly because her in Fences, she makes Fences as good as it is. Like Denzel is like amazing in it, but I think that she compliments him so well, and everything else she's in, she's incredible too. But specifically in Fences, like that movie is so fucking gut punch. Big Amanda Waller fan over here. But I think she rocks, and
that's a good pick.
There's a couple other ones on my list I would think about, but like it's I have to go with Davis.
That's probably one of my Tim Heidecker, he does the impression of, it's like a combo of like Tucker Carlson and Trump when Trump was talking about Parasite winning, and he's like where's Gone with the Wind? And it's like that's right. But he does that. He's like, he does a list of that. He's like, the Father. What about the Son and the Holy Ghost? And that's just
and then the Son came. The Son came out.
Yeah, the Son did come out. Now it's coming out wide.
Yeah,
not very good.
I heard it was not good.
I don't know if you saw. Hugh Jackman was for a long time a front runner for Best Actor, and they were like,
oh, yeah. That's
how good the first, good the Father was.
Whoops! Right. Is the greatest crash and burn from an Oscar favorite ever? Downsizing.
Oh my god.
That's gotta be
Joe Biden's most anticipated year.
I mean, it was a top five Oscar contender all year, and then it became one of the worst of the year.
I was so excited. I remember exactly where I was when I saw, like, I remember thinking, like, so happy in the parking lot. I remember how I felt like walking out and like, what the fuck?
That was an all-time bait and switch trailer though.
Yes.
The trailer looked great.
Great people attached. I'm like, this is gonna be so awesome. And just like total disappointment. It wasn't even bad. It was just boring and pointless.
My God. Downsizing.
Did Trill tweet about it at all? Because I would love to. I forget the exact discussions. Downsizing. Because he hated the shit out of that movie. She's got a worse trailer now. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, those are my two picks. Robbie, you're back up.
I'm going to go Best Supporting Actress. And I'm going to go Marissa Tomei.
Great pick.
I love it when the Oscars recognize comedy. Marissa Tomei was fantastic, and also very hot, which is a big plus.
Always massive.
I love that. It's great movie. Academy needs to recognize more comedy.
Yeah. It's a brilliant comedy.
It's still acting. Like they get so locked in on drama.
Yeah,
they do, and biopics.
Great, I mean, like, I was looking at the best actress category this year, and it's like after Kate Blanchett and Michelle Yeoh, there's three names at a wall. Like, you really couldn't fit Mia Goth in here. Like, there's so many other names you could have fit in here. You got fucking what's her face? Got her friends campaigning for her to get in.
Yeah. Oh, Riseborough.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That was wild. I think that's a great pick though. And I think her speech in My Cousin Vinny and like her whole moment on the stand where she breaks down the technical, like that's an amazing scene. That's like you could say it's not an Oscar worthy, but it's credible. It's a good job, Clemmer.
All right, I'm gonna go with. I'm going to go Best Picture here. Enough fucking around. Let's go to Godfather. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, it's the greatest film of all time. It's the greatest,
Part one?
Yeah, part okay. one. I mean,
got to make sure.
I mean, it's
number two on my list.
It's just fantastic.
I think that's a great pick.
I already need to explain why.
I would say if I had to pick between the two, I would probably pick two. I would definitely not pick three, but like Godfather Part two, I think like the better acting performances are in Godfather Part one, I would say.
Yes.
But the actual nuts and bolts of the movie, I would say I like part two better. Oh, just because the back and forth.
I think one's a flawless film.
I think one is not considerably better, but easily better.
Than part two?
Completely agree. Yeah.
There's just so much stuff.
The back and forth between, you know, young Vito and Michael, you keep wanting to go back to young Vito.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Hyman and Ross stuff can be kind of boring at times. It's I think it's the weakest part of those two movies. Obviously, three is just,
That's the weakest part of the
three is a trilogy. War crime. But, you know, two is one of my top 30 movies of all time. I mean, we're kind of comparing DiMaggio and Ted Williams here, but one is my favorite movie ever made. It's just fantastic. It's an amazing piece of art.
One good scene from Godfather Part 3 is when Andy Garcia pulls up in the dude and goes, Joey, boom, boom, Zaza. Like, yes. Rides off on the horse. Great scene.
It's good. You know what I have it rated? I guess.
Part 3?
Part 1.
Part 1? I would hope 100 out of 100.
No. 81.
No, that's what I thought. If I saw, because I go to movie rankings and look around. If I had seen that, I would have like freaked out.
No, 2 to 99.
Jeff has back to back.
I'm gonna go with. I mean, at this point, I don't even know where to go. I kind of want to see now. I kind of feel like I'm like this. I'm like the Academy with Leo. I feel like I want to award someone who I didn't get to pick for something else. I'm gonna go. I'm going to go screenplay Fargo. So
Coen Bros?
Coen Brothers.
Damn. I was hoping on that in the term.
I'm going to go Coen Brothers.
They got it for No Country also, right?
That was I think they got director for No Country.
Yeah, they got director. So,
right.
Yeah, so original screenplay.
So you get that. Fargo. You get the director too, I guess.
My other two options, I'm going to say, I had Get Out and Parasite.
Yeah.
I do think Get Out is brilliantly written by Jordan Peele. And I wanted Bong on here, but I didn't get it. And then I'm going to go actress. I feel like Clemmer's going to fucking hate this one.
Probably. Have we all picked screenplay already now?
I don't think I have yet.
Sorry.
I thought about taking Kathy Bates.
No, I choose on my list.
I'm not.
Not all the way, but.
I'm taking Emma Stone, La La Land.
Oh.
Don't roll your fucking
eyes
at me.
She's good in that.
Don't roll your fucking eyes at me. I need something a little lighthearted.
Just for the record, you know, Jeff's big movie fan, he picked Emma Stone over Katherine Hepburn. I just want to make sure that's and that's Hilary fine. Swank.
I want to see.
Go with Breakfast.
You think Hilary Swank's going to do the do that final song that she did? The song monologue at the end?
I think Emma Stone's a very good actress. I think she's very good in La La Land. I like La La Land. But like to have her as the greatest, you know, actress winner of all time or top four is ridiculous to me.
Not.
Like I said, you just chose her over Kathy Bates. That's a much better performance.
Kathy Bates is really good.
Emma Stone in La La Land, though. It's a great musical performance. She's funny. She's charming.
She's very charming.
I mean, I think Emma Stone.
I think if you dug up.
If I dug up Kathy?
No, Kathy's alive.
No, Kathy Hepburn.
If you dug up Hepburn's bones.
Right.
And had her try to fucking act La La Land, that wouldn't happen.
I don't think she'd be very good anymore.
I don't think she would be either.
Yeah.
I don't think Kathy Bates could do La La Land, but Emma Stone could probably do Misery.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Emma Stone could not do Misery. I would much rather see Kathy Bates do La La Land.
It seems like she's not a good actress.
I would let Emma Stone do Misery.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It'd be very attractive.
Most voluntary misery of all time.
Katherine Hepburn in On Golden Pond is a great performance. It's really good. She's great in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. And she's, you know, I said the most acclaimed actress of all time.
Well, you're back up.
Take Kathy Bates then.
I already took my actress.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Yes. I took Jodie Foster. It was tough between her and Emma Stone, but I went with Foster. I'm going to go with Best Director. You know, I thought about Damien Chazelle. He didn't win, though. So I'm going to go with Francis Ford Coppola for Godfather 2.
That's a great pick. I'm so curious what's happening with his movie, Megalopolis or whatever.
Me too. I know.
He sold like half of his fucking, his vineyard? All like half his net worth in vineyards just to make this movie. And
he ran out of money.
Not working.
Yeah, and he ran out of money. He's basically.
He had to fire his VFX team.
Once again, Coppola has, you know, mortgaged his future for a movie that's now a disaster.
Yes.
You know.
But it worked for one time.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't sign up for that?
Exactly. But now he's just like firing his VFX team and firing everyone that he just doesn't like. That's FFC, man.
I'll be lying if I like wouldn't. I'm not going to be first in line to see that, though. I'm really excited.
I walked by his daughter.
Like, did you really?
A month ago. Yeah.
She's also in her own right.
Oh, I considered it for screenplay.
Yeah. She's really good. Robbie.
Is this my last pick?
I think we all have one more.
Yeah, this is it for you.
What do I have left?
Right. Or no, no, you guys all have two left. Yeah, Clemmer and I have one left.
Yeah.
Wait. You have picture left. I know that.
You have taken composer, supporting actor, screenplay, best actress, director, and best supporting actress.
Okay, so I have best picture and best actor. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which one do you take?
I'm gonna go No Country for Old
Men. I like
Amadeus. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. You know
this is a really good movie.
Great.
I almost.
That's Ken Jeong's top movie. That's
my number one.
Migos Foreman was like in my shortlist.
I saw where I was like, oh, movies can be like this, like really, really fucking good. Like that movie. So you got me to read the book. Got me to read the book.
I'm so excited to get this on the fucking.
You know how good a movie has to be to like get me to like go out my way to read a book.
I just bought the Master and Commander books. I was reading the first one. Pretty good.
Master Commander had a shocking number of Oscars.
Yeah, it's a good ass movie. You seen your Master and Commander guy?
Someone came out on HBO or like right shortly after. I haven't seen it forever. I'd rewatch. I remember enjoying it. I think probably enjoy it even more now.
Russell Crowe, man, that dude just went on a run in those.
Oh 2000s. My god!
Good. I mean, Beautiful Mind probably shouldn't have been up there, but like
movie stinks. But like he's good. He's fine. Yeah. But yeah, that run he had, from, you know, LA Confidential until I mean that's crazy.
That Gladiator. Like even like I watched. Probably Cinderella Man like 500 times.
I guess it's my favorite movie he did.
It's Cinderella Man?
Yeah, I think so.
He's really, was it Ray Broderick?
Braddock.
Braddock.
James Braddock. It.
Yeah. Oh no, we got movie news? You just dropped or are you just anti Cinderella Man?
Yeah. You know, technically, I'm not even really supposed to be here right now.
Oh, damn it, it's Cinderella Man.
Oh, shit. Fuck, I forgot about this.
Is this the best Eminem song of all time, Clemmer?
I don't like this at all. I'm very upset. This is making me mad.
There was a 2-year period where ESPN would play that song all the
fucking everything time.
On everything. So fucking annoying.
And then like, I feel like Eminem was just their dude because they also did that with his other song, the bigger one with Skylar.
If you just are hanging around the fucking house and you listen to Eminem, you're a fucking loser. Mm-hmm. Fucking whack.
Cinderella Man.
Do you like... What are Crow's other music?
I'm Not Afraid by Eminem. I'm not afraid.
I don't mind some Eminem stuff like the early stuff.
Stand.
I like his relapse. I like his
Everybody.
I see that one. I don't mind Eminem. That song in particular, that was horrible.
That was didn't do it for you?
No.
Were you a Venom fan? That's the real question.
Have you heard his song for the movie Venom?
I saw Venom.
Have you heard the song?
Venom 2. I saw Venom 2, not Venom 1. I was forced to see it because of the out of theater near me when I was going to a movie every
day. That's right.
Day.
That's right. That
so I saw the sequel of the Venom.
I forget texting my friend. It was opening night of Venom. We were both going to the same got out of the movie.
Hold on, where's the
chainsaw or whatever it is?
It's better than Cinderella.
Adrenaline, momentum.
It's better than the original Pitbull song they made for Gotti. So in that period that you're talking about, LA Confidential, yes. Mr. Alaska, which is a very underappreciated movie, I think, among sports anyway.
Yep.
The Insider, Gladiator.
Insider is an amazing performance in brilliant movie.
Let's see. Beautiful Mind, Master and Commander, Cinderella Man, 310 of Yuma, which we were just talking about. Yep. American Gangster. But Body of Lies. I'm a sucker for Body of Lies. Okay. It's not a good movie, but like I enjoy it. Robin Hood, Next 3 days.
It starts to go up the rails here.
Then it goes to Les Mis, where they had him sing and he was horrible. Fucking man. Noah. Whoa.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Then the Nice Guys. He was amazing in The Nice Guys. He was really good in that.
No, I haven't seen that.
You never seen
that? I need to see that.
You would dig it, I think.
Yeah, everyone says, yeah. You haven't seen The Nice Guys. I know. It's a huge, and it's nothing against, I just haven't, I need to sit down and watch it.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, you know, it's a movie that I'm upset that I couldn't really pick much from, and they did win Best Supporting Actor, but you wouldn't pick it. All the President's Men.
Yeah.
Adapted screenplay. But.
I guess you could have got Robards, right?
Yeah, 100 out of 100.
Fuck.
Some people, like Kirk, loves it. It's his favorite movie.
We've talked about that.
I like it a lot. I don't love it as much, but I mean, it's a brilliant film. I mean,
before Kendrick goes, my best top, you know what my favorite performance of all time is? What I think is the literal best performance ever.
Okay.
Ever. Gene Wilder. Willy Wonka.
I mean, that's
it's a kid's movie.
It's
you don't like sweets?
I like sweets. I like candy. I don't like chocolate.
But when you see that chocolate river, how do you feel?
You like the movie, you just hate chocolate.
I'll tell you what I like. You know what's even worse than chocolate? You thinking that's the best acting performance ever. That's a horrible take. I mean, it's just.
What? That's not a horrible.
It's a horrible take.
It's one of the most iconic performances in the history of movies.
Well, what's your.
Michael Corleone. Al Pacino is Michael Corleone. Al Pacino. Godfather 1.
Okay, give.
You see a man become good.
What a unique pick, Chris.
Yeah, well, it doesn't say about unique. I mean, I could say something crazy like,
Chris opened up a textbook called with movies on the front. Movies, the movies textbook.
What performance do you think is in the stratosphere of as.
So here's one that like a lot of people would rank probably like Tom Hanks in Castaway, I think is like one of the greatest performances ever.
I don't even think that's his greatest performance.
So. You're right, and people might laugh at me for that. But although that's still not as ridiculous as Willy Wonka.
If Tom Hanks Forrest Gump, okay. Hey, Chris.
I didn't say that. I said Castaway.
I know. I'm making fun of you, and you actually picked the top five performance of all time. You really? Gene Wilder, Willy Wonka?
He's very good in it. It's a fun movie because of him.
What do you like the movie Chuck a lot?
I haven't seen it.
Johnny
kinda,
Depp?
It's kind of nice.
I try to stay away from chocolate.
I know. That's what I'm
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
There's got to be other chocolate-based movies, too.
I'm sure there are.
Not the Tim Burton one.
Which one was that?
Have you ever seen the interview with...
Johnny Depp, right?
The Johnny Depp one was...
Have you seen the behind the scenes of the Charlie and Chocolate Factory? And it's... who did the score? It's Danny Elfman. Mm. Danny Elfman, he talks about doing the score for the... And he's like, Burton was like, I don't want to do what the original movie did. And he gave his idea. And he's like, what if we did different types of genres for every Oompa Loompa song? And Elfman's like, okay. he's like, it was just wild idea. And I guess I just did it. You can tell he hated it.
Did the check cash yet? all awesome I cared about. Movie.
Kind of fucked up. They didn't pay any of the scores.
They didn't.
Nope.
There's not many other chocolate scenes. Like, I'm trying to look for just other chocolate scenes. Oh, the scene where Mini-Me eats the fucking chocolate and gets it over his face in Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is that poop or is it chocolate?
It was like Belgian chocolate that Dr. Evil had given him, I think. Oh, Brucey. How about Brucey eating the chocolate cake in Matilda?
I haven't seen Matilda.
Really?
I don't watch a lot of kids' movies. I don't like children's movies.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what year was that, though, like 1990.
Do you not watch Pixar movies?
I watched a couple.
This goes back to there being no movies when I was a kid.
No, we didn't watch a lot of cartoons because like think about what was big. It was like Goonies, the Raiders of the Lost Ark movies,
Good
Back
Adventure,
to the Future.
Live action, yeah.
It was all live action.
Some would argue those are children's movies.
That I was a child, and that's fine. But like we didn't have a lot of cartoons. Like Disney was really in an Adair. Like there wasn't a lot
before the Renaissance.
There wasn't a lot of cartoons.
Did He-Man right and a couple of things like
that was on TV.
Yeah,
but even the He-Man movie was a live action.
Oh, true.
With Dolph Lundgren and Frank Langella. So like there really weren't a lot of cartoons.
Do you like Sandlot?
You do. I do. I like it quite a bit. In fact, there's a good chance Sandlot might be the first movie that Brandon and I cover.
Brandon's not a fan of it.
Whoa, go ahead. Might have to have that out.
Sandlot is like if I could put together a bunch of things that people like that I don't think they actually like or care about.
Mm-hmm.
Sandlot would be one of them I throw in there. I throw Shark Week.
Shark Week for sure.
People talk about Sandlot like they're watching it every fucking day.
No, Sandlot's
like they're alternating between an episode of The Office and Sandlot.
Sandlot's very good. It's a very good movie about nostalgia. That's also like what me and my buddies did. We would all drive our bikes to the yard, like baseball park, and play. It was the early 60s.
James Earl Jones was your bet. Yeah.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't hate it. Just one of those that people don't fake like it, but it's like,
kid is just such a fucking dweeb. Let's just say what it is. The kid is such a dweeb.
He's a new kid. Leave him alone.
You know what kills me? You know what kills me? Is when someone who loves Sandlot sits there and tells me, and don't even start with me on this, that they don't like A Christmas Story.
Oh, I hate A Christmas Story.
Why?
It's not. That's a movie people pretend to like.
Why? No, I think it's not funny. I think it's the other way around. I think people pretend to hate that.
No, why would he pretend to hate it?
It's cliche.
This is the better question: is like, do you not like it because you think it's a bad movie, or do you not like it because it plays 24/7 on whatever TBS?
No, I mean when I was a kid, it didn't play 24/7. I still hated it.
Mm.
So like. It's not a funny movie. People think it's just so hysterical. It's not funny. It's like
I don't.
It's like, you know what it is? It's like people who think they're sophisticated because it's dry humor, but it's just not funny. Like there's a difference.
You don't think the dad's funny? Like the dad is one of my favorite characters.
He's
in
fine.
Christmas movies. He kills me.
He's fine. It's not. It's not a good movie.
Like,
if I never watch it again, I'll be happy.
Slapstick comedy.
It's not.
It's not meant to be a slapstick.
I mean, I would
comedy.
Say you might say no one laughs. I don't laugh at all watching.
It's an incredibly well done.
Almost like a
it's
slice
a comedy.
Of life, I would say like
it's a slice of life comedy about the lust for a toy,
Yeah.
The need for a toy, the parts of the holiday season that get you down.
If you told me I had to watch either Christmas Story or Jingle All the Way, I would go watch Jingle All the Way.
Which is also a great which is
a movie about a toy. The longing for a toy.
Yeah.
A great look at the need for a toy, which is lost on kids nowadays.
Yes.
Kids don't need toys?
No, but the going out to the store, the
accessibility of it is very different. Yeah.
I like, you know what? We're shaking hands because you like Jingle All the
Way. I don't like it. I just like I like it more than a Christmas
what
Story.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I think both movies are shitty. I'm just saying one is less shitty.
Oh my god, what a turnaround.
Do you participate in Christmas?
I do. I like
top Christmas
movies? Guess. Got my favorite.
Did you know
movies.
That in
Miracle on 31st
Street? Oh,
it's a Wonderful Life.
Of course. It's okay. One of my five movies of all
best,
time.
It's one of the best movies ever made.
Yes,
one of the best
absolutely.
Movies ever made.
Yeah. Yes. Without a question.
But after that.
How old were you when that came out?
Scrooge is very good. I was 18.
Scrooge is good.
Scrooge is very good.
Scrooge is very solid. That was like, I feel like that's the, when Bill Murray was most acting like himself.
He's a complete asshole the entire movie. It's great.
Exactly. Fun fact, in the movie Jingle All the Way, in the scene where they push Booster off the float, one of the kids says a homophobic slur. Kind of crazy.
That's common back
it's
in
just
those,
in I mean, Jingle All the Way.
Yeah. I mean, you watch a lot of 80s movies that are for kids and there's some a lot of like really.
That movie came out in like 1996.
Yeah.
Best part about that movie is his name is like what? Howard Langston.
Howard Langston.
Just a German guy. Right. Accented up. Just, hello, I'm Howard Langston. No explanation needed.
A lot of his character roles. You go through like Schwarzenegger's name.
I got to say,
really
John
funny.
Matrix.
I love that movie. Dutch. And I think it's a really well made movie in terms of like what it's getting done. It's in the 70s. It's not like I'm not sitting here saying it's a fucking 99. One of Arnold's worst performances.
it's not mailed in, but like it's not.
It's
great.
It's not.
So what is like Sinbad? Just say the movie for you? The comic hilarity of Sinbad? Is that what's doing it for you?
But you don't – I don't need
– good acting or good script.
I don't need Pacino. You know, you're Pacino.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's what the movie's trying to get done.
Especially in Christmas movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a great Phil Hartman performance, too.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, now you're speaking my language.
Now I'm speaking your fucking language, yeah. All right. That was a good aside.
Yeah.
God damn. You and fucking Gooch can talk about hating A Christmas Story.
All right. He's a dweeb. I don't like nerdy kids.
He doesn't like the Sandlot kid. He doesn't like Christmas Story kid.
All right. I have two left. My final two. I'm going to go with Best Picture first. I really wanted No Country on my turn. I'll go with another 100 out of 100 for me. Parasite. I fucking love Parasite. From the second I saw it. Shout out Brett Goldman. He sent me the screener from Cannes in like August, like months and months before it came out. And I watched it. And I think I immediately blocked. This should win Best Picture. Like, this is the best movie of the year. And it was. It was just fucking such an incredible movie. Bong Joon-ho is a genius. And I loved it.
That movie. And I know we all have our best original screenplay picks. That's a very strong. I'd be surprised if that wasn't on most of our lists.
Yeah.
That movie is just a house of cards.
But yeah.
It's a great movie, but it's not on my list.
If you take anything out, like, it just comes tumbling out. Like,
yeah, but you have no recent movies on your list, I bet.
I wouldn't.
You have no recent movies on your list, I
Let's
bet.
Let's see. You have.
I have, like.
Just Tarantino. You have, like, Django, I guess.
I have some recent movies. That's not true.
You have the.
For your
the
best
father.
Picture, though.
Oh, best picture? No. No.
I think Parasite can go toe to toe with.
No, nothing recent. No.
I think Parasite can go toe to toe with any movie on anybody's list.
So this actually brings
it's very
to
good. I liked it a lot. It's a great movie.
Did you watch the English dub?
No. No,
all
of course not.
All right, all right.
We would have kicked you out of the studio.
Yeah. Deservedly so.
I'm torn on all I've left is best original screenplay. Like, I mean, Woody Allen won like 20 best original screenplays. I didn't say he was going to take him. I'm just saying he's on here.
You know what? If you take him, you get Midnight in Paris, though, and that's a fucking delightful movie.
It is a great
movie. Among other movies.
His other movies that he won for. He won for Annie Hall.
You also get a lot of studio on Cuffs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like he's been nominated like 19 times for best original screenplay. But I also just, the guy is fucking his stepdaughter. It's fucking weird. I don't know. Chayefsky with Network and Hospital. Like, what am I just?
Did Roman Polanski have any good scripts out there?
it's fucking hard. Okay? I mean, I could even do like Affleck and Damon, Good Will Hunting.
That's on my list.
Yeah.
That was on my list.
It was roughly there for me.
Actually, before I knew that we were doing multiple time winners, that was my number one. I think that's as sharp a script as you can get.
Yeah. No argument here.
You know what?
Something like this makes it hard to pick Woody Allen, though. Yeah. Where, like, if I'm picking a movie draft, I'll pick Midnight in Paris, no problem. If you want to tell, like, art.
What you have to say is name.
But because you got to put on the graphic, like, Woody Allen, that makes it a little more It's more difficult.
That was actually the last thing I worked on as a grip was a Woody Allen movie called Fading Gigolo. And it was just like, we were just shooting in Queens. It was Liev Schreiber and Woody Allen. And that was it. It was the only people there, but it was just fucking. And that's the two things I worked on as a grip were Louis, the show by Louis C.K. and a Woody Harrelson movie.
That's very funny.
It's a rough scene. Seems to follow me wherever I go. Now, Robbie, you're up. Your last pick. I'm going with Affleck Damon, by the way, as my
great screener. Pick. Great pick. One of the best screenplays ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an actor left, and I'm going to go with someone.
Some fucking burning in here.
I smell burning.
I do. That's definitely them. Oh, okay.
I don't think it is. I think it's them.
It can't be your vape.
No, I think it's
very possibly
the
whatever
case race is setting everything on fire.
Yeah.
What we talked about earlier. Jimmy Fox.
Multi hyphenate.
I do hate the trend he kicked off. I don't know if he really kicked it off. But it feels.
I think he did.
Yeah, it's become it's
maybe seems. Like Joaquin Phoenix walked the line. It was right around that same.
Yeah, right after.
Yeah.
Or right before.
Whereas Eddie, our colleague Eddie, pronounces Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
That's how I used to pronounce. I didn't when I first saw Dave the first time.
Yeah, maybe like how many years ago?
It would have been when River died.
Remember? Yeah, no, he's saying it now.
Oh yeah.
My three top actors were all my three choices were all. Jamie Foxx.
It's hard not to pick that though with the Oscars. They win. They win so much for it.
Yeah.
Great performance.
There's a lot.
F. Murray. That's a great performance. That's
Amadeus.
Amadeus. Yeah.
I mean, that's a great. That's a great pick. I know you didn't. But I mean, that's a great person.
I love how people are just like rediscovering.
I want it.
Trouble's favorite movie.
It is.
It's such a great movie.
Every time I watch it, I like it more. It's long as shit too. Mm-hmm. I have the director's cut. I bought it on Apple TV one night. Really drunk. One of those things where you get home and you just want to watch a movie. Let's watch that.
He just I like how people like rediscovering him too, like through White Lotus.
White Lotus, yeah. just farting everywhere.
Yeah. Fuck, he's so good in that too.
Yeah. So F. Murray Abraham, I switched my pick. Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. Sorry, bud.
Clemmer, your last pick.
Yeah, you guys took two of my John Williams is such a great pick for best score, obviously, mm-hmm. and then Hans Zimmer. I think he's great. But I'm gonna go with. Ennio Morricone.
Great pick.
Hateful Eight, but you know, obviously that is stuff. I know I don't get that, but
it's still so wild he did not win for a single
any of the Westerns.
I would have loved to have taken Jerry Goldsmith. Mm. But he won for The Omen. And I just don't know the music that well for it. And I think The Hateful Eight, like I'll listen to that sometimes, I'll just throw it on if I'm reading a book, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Could have had like the Splot too, like he had like Shape of Water, but the Shape of Water, like whatever movie, but like the soundtrack's good. Grand Budapest Hotel, great music.
Yeah,
he's also just a really good, just what a composer in general, really good.
Rest in
peace. The Splot?
Oh no,
you're thinking of James Horner.
No,
okay.
I'm gonna go with supporting actress Regina King if Beale Street can talk.
That was a really good performance.
Beale Street is one of the most snubbed movies probably in the last 20 plus years.
Talk about something that should have won best score.
Yes. She's amazing. Should have won best score. Should have been nominated for best picture. Barry Jenkins is a fucking genius.
Mm-hmm.
I think Barry Jenkins, for me right now, active director top three. He's unbelievable.
Wow.
And he's now going to do the fucking Lion King sequel, which is just insane.
It's a wild task to take
to
on.
To go from Moonlight to Beale Street to Lion King sequel is nuts, but he could do it.
One of the great power couples, too.
Left a lot of picture on the board.
Left a lot on the board.
Who?
We had to.
Yeah.
But one each.
Right.
Here's the full teams. Here's the full teams. Then we could do honorable mentions. Jeff has Heath Ledger, Daniel Day-Lewis, Return of the King, Iñárritu, Reznor and Ross, the Coen brothers, Emma Stone, and Regina King. Clemmer, you have Meryl Streep, Tarantino, Jodie Foster, Gene Hackman, Anthony Hopkins, Godfather 1, Francis Ford Coppola, and Morricone. Robbie, you have John Williams, Christoph Waltz, Wilder, Julia Roberts, Peter Jackson, Marissa Tomei, No Country for Old Men, F. Murray Abraham. I have Hans Zimmer, Steven Spielberg, Christian Bale, Robert De Niro, Francis McDormand, Viola Davis, Parasite, and Ben Affleck, and Matt Damon. What are some of the...
Godfather 1 and 2, Parasite, Birdman, Argo, Spotlight, Departed, No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
For your best pictures?
That's what I was picking from.
Yeah, mine were Return of the King, Godfather, No Country,
mm-hmm.
Amadeus, and then Departed.
Yeah. Was there any on your best picture board?
Best picture I had, I picked Godfather, but Rocky, Silence of the Lambs, and Godfather 2.
Mm-hmm.
Rocky was on my list as well.
No one took Mel Brooks for the producers for screenplay.
Pretty good one. Fuck.
I'm kind of surprised about that.
He's a legend too. That stinks.
Lupita Nyong'o for Best Supporting Actress.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
I had Patricia Arquette on there, too, for Boyhood.
Joaquin Phoenix, did none of us pick him?
No.
For Best Actor? I'm surprised.
But no one took Marlon Brando.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I had him very high up.
Philip Seymour
Hoffman. But I went with Anthony Hopkins instead. And no one took Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Fuck. Did he
I got Daniel Day-Lewis. I don't...
Yeah.
I had Chinatown for Best Original Screenplay on my list. So you can make a movie about fucking water, legal water issues and incest.
Yeah. I wish Town had won more, though. Mm-hmm. Like, he only won for that, I think, right?
Of course, Leachman in the head of my list.
I'd have to look. But.
So, like, that's the thing. Is like, if it was best, if we were judging, it was just that one performance, like Anthony Hopkins just silenced the lambs, that's different than getting the whole. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're
I'm going to put a note on the graph.
So I think we have good teams.
You, Clemmer just told me he wants to instead draft for Best Picture 1902 is
moving horse,
a trip to the moon.
Jules yeah, Verne, that's right. Yeah. Well, it was very, you know, the special effects were amazing.
Pictures. That's on Movie Rankings on net.
You guys keep making fun. I had very modern.
I know you had a good
very modern.
I've never had a chance to just give you guff on a show before. So I got all my guff out.
Yeah.
When was the last time you watched Lord of the Rings?
Oh, I actually watched it pretty recently. I did a pop culture show about 2 years ago, and I
how do you not like this fucking movie?
So I've only seen the first one. Because I hate it so much. Yeah,
they arguably get better.
Wrap the fucking show.
That's my favorite.
Wrap the fucking
it's
show.
It's so bad. So boring. Just watching these hobbits like, oh, we're walking around in the woods.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's a screenplay.
That's all it is. The whole fucking
That's a screenplay,
thing.
You fucking yep. moron.
Yeah, I'm so dumb. I can't grasp Lord of the Rings. Like, these fucking elves and shit walking around.
But then you like.
I love before.
Yeah, that's
Orlando Bloom is so boring.
Oh, I love walking around. Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, that's exactly what they fucking say.
Yeah. It's a castle, Luke!
Guys, he's Clerk 2 once.
Yeah, Clerk 2 argument. Yeah. All right, we'll be back next week with a new episode. thanks to Clemmer for joining in.
Stupid.
Have a good week at the box office, folks.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode releases 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.